Greg, good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Good,
good
morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Tell me what kind of meetings we've got coming up and what we can learn.
The first meeting is Monday, June 5th at 4 p.m. We're going to have an open house for any contractors, developers, home builders, or citizens who want to come in and talk to us about our new codes that we're going to be adopting. And then on June 6th, we'll have our first public hearing, Board of Adjustment and Appeals, which hears the first reading of the code adoption proposals and amendments, and then it goes to council probably a few months after that. We're looking at the first five codes, the international codes on the energy, plumbing, mechanical, existing building code, and energy code.
Greg, I don't want to get too far into the weeds because it's beyond a lot of people, but generally, what are the most important things that people would notice a change in?
There's going to be a little bit of change in the electrical code, and for the most part, most of the codes are just revisions on interpretations and helping with interpreting the code. But there are a few changes that may affect home building and in the electrical code and the residential code. There's updates to the plumbing and all that as well to catch new products and new technologies. So there's some benefits of adopting current codes.
So there are some efficiencies. I guess it'll come from the code changes. That's what we hope, right?
Yes, sir.
And will this end up changing the price of a new home then, new home bill?
I can't see a huge increase. I don't think it's going to be a big effect. And City of College Station adopted these codes back in January 2016. So I think a lot of people will be used to the new requirements if they're building in College Station already.
If they want to be prepared for the public meeting, which is going to happen on the 5th, is there some information someplace they can see ahead of time?
Yes, sir. We have information on our website, planning and development website, at briantx.gov. We have all our proposed amendments and then staff notes on the significant changes to the codes.
So that first public meeting, that's an opportunity for people to stand up, ask questions, and the things they'd like to do is how that would impact them. And then council will, a little ways down the road, so what we're saying is by the fourth quarter of this year, these codes would probably be in effect?
I'm thinking probably by October 1st.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so if they want some more information, it's on the website.
Yes, sir.
And okay, that's at briantx.gov?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.